Hi, Dr. Gary here. On the road, we are dental practice brokers nationwide. And today's topic is, what are the requirements and how does it differ? Sellers of dental practices in various portions of the country. We're going to get into it today as I travel around the country. We just got back from Texas. And it's different down there. What they're looking for out of a deal, in other words, the sale price and the requirements post-closing are just different than they are in more metropolitan areas around the city or East Coast, West Coast. Let's talk about that. So now we're in 28 states selling dental practices nationwide. We just returned from Texas. It was a great trip. Saw 7 practices there. We presently have, we're in 28 states. Ohio's our newest state. And we have 10 employees. And they are including 2 CPA accountants, marketing director, operations, and 5 development acquisition people. So we have a good team. To contact, I was a dentist for 25 years, and we're doing the dental practice brokerage for 13 years. We feel we have a fair amount of experience now. You can reach us at 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Either one, you can see our website and see what we're all about. And we're creating a new website in the interim, too, by the way. Everything you're about to hear today is for entertainment and it's our opinion purposes. It's not legal or business advice. So, one other point now, if you're thinking about using a selling to a DSO, you have a practice over $1 million, over 4 operatories, and you're grossing maybe in the 1.5 or higher, 1.2 and higher, the DSOs that we work with, and we are not engaged with anybody. We're not a strategic partner or anything like that. We don't work for them. We are totally independent. Each year, we may switch to different DSOs. What is the best for you? Because some are having trouble. Some are very slow to go to closing. You have to know what goes on in the inside, and we're on the inside because we're in there negotiating and making deals with them. We see what happens. And we hope to help you with that. Now, these DSOs will pay our commission majority of the time, so there'll be no commission to you as a seller. Next, when you work with us, often we will get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So that could be a huge help to you. And we've done that on a number of occasions. So let's talk about today's topic. How it is different in different parts of the country, the requirements of the doctor sellers can vary throughout the country. And what they want out of a deal can vary. In essence, it sounds like the South, it's easier to work with sometimes as far as the requirements of the seller than working in the Northeast or the West Point or the West Coast. They're more demanding in their sale price, more demanding in the amount of negotiation they'll do. We've just found this. And you may have heard of one of the other tapes. It was unbelievable. Doctor had a $900,000 practice and was just about, and he just wanted to sell the building right away, which is worth a lot more. I just wanted to do a chart sale. He was going to give away like $700,000 or $500,000, just give it away essentially, just to sell the building. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, you work that hard all your life, why would you give away $500,000? They don't do that in the Northeast. And then there was another one in the South that built a building and never occupied the other stories they built. They built the dental office, beautiful building, and 2 adjacent stores. They've been empty for 10 years. How could you just give away about $800,000 worth of rentals over 10 years? I don't know how you do that. but apparently they have no problem. So different requirements, different personalities, different amount of what they need out of a deal. It's interesting, some of the people in the South say, well, you know, I've already made my profit. I'm already far ahead, so it doesn't matter what I sell it for at this point. So very forgiving, very easygoing. So something to consider when you're buying a practice, or you may want to look for a practice. The South are easier to deal with than the Northeast and the West Coast. Just easier to deal with, more flexible to deal with, more pre-closing negotiation they'll do and give up a lot, and post-closing. So I've learned this. Now, as you look for a different dental practice, you may find that this may play a role in your decision-making process. The flexibility of some of these southern practices as far as the sale price goes. Parameters are the same when you're evaluating an office, but what a doctor wants out of a deal, because remember, a practice is worth what the buyer is willing to pay, what the bank is going to finance, and what the seller will let it go for. That's your true value. And it appears, after coming back from Texas, wow, I mean, they're pretty easy going down there as far as the sale price goes. So it's something to be aware of and something we should discuss when you look for practices. If you have a if you're selling a practice in different regions, you'll be able to understand that your fellow dentist will have different requests and requirements as far as the selling price will go and what the listing price will be. So just something to think about. If you're in the Northeast, it's pretty competitive. Up here, nobody's giving anything away. Like, I've been traveling in Texas, and now right now I'm in the Long Island, Bronx area. It's like, these people here, forget it. If you're on an exit ramp and you're pulling off, and the guy behind you is also pulling off, and you're obviously slowing up, if you're not moving fast enough, that guy behind you on the exit ramp will speed up just to cut in front of you so he can go a little faster and gain another 25 feet. It's like, you just can't believe this. And then they drive crazy out here. It's Sunday, I'm working, because they're not used to open roads, no traffic. So if the road is wide open on a Sunday, there's no speed limit. They drive 50, 80 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour. Just go crazy. Like they lose their mind, like it's been a caged animal. It's just different personalities, different people, what they want out of a deal. And that's a personal thing. There's nothing wrong with that to want the maximum amount. We're just telling you, different parts of the country have different pricing, that the seller will be more flexible. The value could be similar, but they may be more flexible if somebody makes an offer. Something to understand. Because we're getting doctors moving from all parts of the country. I got two calls from Oregon in the last month. They're not comfortable. They don't agree with the politics, so they want to move. And, you know, if they're asking me where to move to, there's a lot of great areas in the South. And we have practices down there too. Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. All right, we're down there, Nevada. And we can help you find something. So please give us a call. And life is easier in some of these areas too. Thank you. And tune in for the next one. Maybe we'll have some more info about our Texas trip. That came out very well. Thank you. Bye now.